Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center. Welcome to our weekly yearly cycle updates, where we're talking about what's going on God's calendar during this time of the year. So we're in November right now. We've got Hanukkah coming up. Hanukkah is coming a little earlier this year. November 29th starts the 8 days of Hanukkah. And so we're actually going to be reading a little passage from my book, The Miracle Year, today, talking about Hanukkah. And this reminder for us in Hanukkah to keep increasing, but also that God is the God of increase. We've got a covenant of increase with God. He wants to increase us greatly. We're going to be asking him for his help with that today. We're going to be taking communion over that today. So we're going to read this passage from the Miracle Year book, God's Blueprint for Breakthrough. And so here we go. The 8 days of Hanukkah are coming soon. Hanukkah, known as the Feast of Dedication and also the Festival of Lights, is a time when God wants to see a higher level of dedication to our gift. It's a time to firm up our commitment to what he's called us to. To commit means we go all in and don't look back. The number 8 is symbolic of new beginnings, and Hanukkah, as an 8-day feast, is when we firm up our commitment to what God is calling us to do and embark on a new beginning. Hanukkah is not technically mentioned in the Bible, but some Jewish scholars say it's hinted at. The feast is a remembrance of when the Jewish people revolted and took back control of the temple. When they restored the temple, there was only enough olive oil to light the lamps for one night. But God performed a miracle and made the light last for 8 nights. The miracle of Hanukkah is a reminder that when we dedicate our lives to what God has called us to do, it may look impossible. It may look like we don't have enough, but God can perform the miraculous. He's more than enough. He can take the little that we do have and do wonders with it. Each night during Hanukkah, a candle is lit. It starts with one candle, and each night an additional candle is lit. This is a reminder that our light is supposed to be growing brighter and brighter every day. A reminder that we're supposed to be growing and increasing every day. And so one of the concepts I've been thinking about lately, when I first started out this year, is we began to see, God, what's the theme of this year? And the message that seemed to come across to me was the year of greatness. And over the last year, we've been talking a lot about this word, this concept of greatness, but also the word abounding. To abound. God is able to make all grace abound to us. You see this word abounding a lot in the Bible. And to abound means to increase greatly. That God wants to make us great. We talk about this in my book, The Eighth Day. God wants to make us great. He is great himself, and we're supposed to be becoming more like him. And our standard in life is to make other people great as well. To do the same thing God's doing for us, to focus on making other people great. And he wants to increase us greatly as part of that path. I believe the path God wants to take us on in our lives is to make us fruitful, to multiply us, and to increase us greatly. That's the path that you see in Scripture all through the Old Testament. So we're going to take communion over this today, asking God for him to increase us greatly. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. Your great love, this covenant of love and of peace that you've given us, but also this covenant of increase. We've got Hanukkah coming up, a reminder that you want to increase us greatly, to increase us more and more. There's always another level with you. We're so thankful for that. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he said, "Take it. Receive it," that he makes you right with God and holy and perfect in his sight. You've got his peace, his love with you, but also his increase. It's part of the covenant. Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light, gives us this new covenant with God. Now, believers, you experience God begin to increase you in your life. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to know him better. You're going to know his heart and his kindness and his goodness. And just know him more and more. And that's what it's all about. So, Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for your increase in our lives. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. How are we going to increase? This is the gift of his grace. Don't make it happen on your own. Rely and trust in him. God gives grace to the humble. Take the humble approach. You don't have to increase yourself. He will do the increasing. He who humbles himself will be exalted, will be increased. Stay humble. Keep your eyes on him. Keep staying positioned to light. Keep praising him and thanking him. Keep magnifying him. And it's simply a matter of time. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.